Wait, no, don't say anything yet.
Oh.
Let's do it again. Okay.
Y'all I can't do it again.
Y'all have two I can.
Oh.
Y'all have 2 seconds to guess what this is. Like, anyone, do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
Well, okay. There's this episode. Never mind. Okay. Ready?
Listen.
Oh. I broke my nail.
I wish you guys could see my face. I did that perfectly fine. And then she interrupts the entire thing so that she could do the same thing.
But better.
Not even.
Oh, no.
That's what you get.
I didn't even want to drink
That's what you get.
What are we doing? We're recording.
All I was trying to say was, guess who's cracking open a second Celsius today? And
Taryn,
I did. I did. You interrupted.
Because in my mind, it was like, let's have a game where they guess what we're doing.
It's fine. It's fine.
You know, technically, I was supposed to open this episode anyways.
Fine. Open us up. Sorry, we're fighting. This is a fight.
I've lost the will to do anything. So take it away, Ashley. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
Guys, and welcome back to the channel. I'm just going to take control of the start of this episode because Taryn's a mess and trying to interrupt people, trying to take control of things that she should not do. Yeah, you just broke your nail trying to open your Celsius. Also, by the way, this is not a Celsius
sponsored
ad.
But they're amazing.
But it could be at Celsius.
Yo, Celsius, where you at?
Just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I didn't realize I would be. At first, let me just say, I thought it was a cult because out of nowhere, everyone at the gym was working out with a Celsius in hand.
Did they sell them at your gym?
Yeah. But like, I see them elsewhere too. Like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just saw people having them and I was like, What's this thing?
We'll tell them what it is.
It's an inner. I was just about to. Taryn, jeez. It is a no sugar, no preservative, 10 calorie energy drink. And I just love how sweet it tastes without having actual sugar in it, which is just, you know.
No, the flavor is on point.
Oh, it's great. Also, it's great for mixing. Like, yeah. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
But yeah, this is the second one today because your girl is tired.
Yeah,
so get ready for this episode.
We don't usually.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Can I talk now?
No.
We don't usually do 2 episodes in one, but like when our traveling schedules mix up, sometimes we have to. And let me just say, it's kind of hard. And last time we did 2 episodes, the second one, we were fighting the whole time too.
You know what happens? I think it's just too much of each other.
Which is so funny.
We're just like, leave me alone.
Because when we leave here, we get in a car and go back to our house.
We go home where we live together. Oh, shoot. Yeah, this has become a little ritual that we have. We don't always record 2 in a day, but man, these 2-a-day things, I'm exhausted by the end. All
too.
I want to do is just take a nap.
Which is funny because I love talking.
I know. All we do is sit here and talk, but for some reason, I get tired. It's crazy. Yeah.
My eye twitches back.
What?
You see it?
Oh, it's no, sorry. I don't see.
Anyways, okay, I'm going to start this one.
Oh, take it away,
with what I was supposed to. Okay, you guys know, like, we don't plan things, but we will say on the way here, I'll be like, hey, do you want to do an opener or do you want me to? Mm-hmm. So we did 2 today, and so Ashley was like, I'll do the first one, you do the second one. So that's why it was rude, because I go to open my mouth, and she's just freaking popping her little soda can over there.
It wasn't rude. I was trying to give y'all a little ASMR, and you're welcome for that, because I bet that sounded great. If you have some good, like, you know, Bose headphones, some good, headphones, you know?
Okay. Then you just like, keep saying like, the word headphones. Okay. Yeah. You sure. Know. Whatever.
Wow. I did a great job.
That was a good. Yeah.
Recreating that. Mark approved. Yes. Wow. That was great.
I still can't. Okay. You guys know we talk about Mark all the time. We love Mark. Mark was mentioned.
I have a direct peripheral line.
What I'm gonna freaking say, Ashley Nicole,
Taryn Renee.
Okay, what I was going to say is we have a new setup, and now when I go to look at Mark, I just see myself.
It's because his monitor screen is blocking your vision,
I know.
It's one of those. it's one of those windows that has a really intense reflection, especially because we have light on our side. So I see myself too, but I have a direct view from Mark. So if you ever need to know how Mark's feeling, I can tell you.
I just usually stare until I see movement, and then I'm like, oh, he's there.
He pops his head over. Yeah.
There he is. Hi, Mark.
Anyways, okay. Take it away, Taryn.
Okay, I got an email from, I don't think it's anonymous. When, you know, we're on our 25th episode. When are we going to actually read these over first and like mark if they're anonymous or not?
At this point, I think we should just not.
It's just a thing.
Not expect too much from ourselves.
Yeah. It's just a thing. You know what's funny is someone DM'd us because y'all are still thirsty for merch.
You are.
I'm going to say. I don't know why I have an accent.
I think that's the most, the like most common DM we get.
Yeah.
/ email. And a lot of them like start. What?
I was saying, remember that DM someone called me out on saying, yeah, I was just doing it. I'm very aware now and insecure about it.
Yeah. Someone said that she says yeah too much and I have to agree.
You know what? Okay, no, get out. You're she so does. Mean.
It's true. But to your guys's, to Taryn's defense, she's just trying to have a good conversation. And in order to have a good conversation, it's like letting people know that you're listening to them. And one of the common things to do is say, yes, nod your head.
I am the most interactive conversationalist you'll ever have, which I think is why people always want to come talk to me, because I'm nodding. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. And like interacting and saying comments and whatever, because that's my way of showing someone like I'm here with you. I'm here. Yes. Keep going. Yeah.
But to the listener's defense, I think what they're saying is you say the word yeah too much. So maybe change it up. Just be like, oh,
I can't change it up because then it's unnatural. So what I've been doing is when I'm not talking, I've been trying to like in my mind be like, shush, just shush until you have something to say. But it's fine. I know that person wasn't trying to hurt my feelings. But then it's like, you know, when people call you out for it and then you hear it and then you're like, oh, God, so annoying. I don't even know what I was going to say. Stop. Are you making fun of me?
I did nothing.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so this person is named Lila.
Hi, Lila.
She said, hi, Ashley and Taryn. First of all, just wanted to say I love the podcast. I feel like I know both of you on a personal level, and I really enjoy listening to you guys chat.
Love that. Whoa. Continue. Let's keep going.
Anyways, this is just a short but funny story that I wanted to share with you guys. Okay, so about a week ago, I found out that my therapist was moving. She said, no. Yeah, that's like life shattering.
No kidding.
I would be like, where are you moving? I will come too. Yeah. Just kidding. I don't have one yet. I'm looking for one. Anyway.
If you guys know anyone, apparently Taryn's looking for one.
Rude. Okay. She said that I would probably switch to the new therapist that was coming to take her spot. I later found out that this woman's name was, in fact, Taryn.
Oh, wow. Which, I wasn't expecting that.
Dude, I wasn't either, because there are not a lot of us out there.
No, there's not.
There's definitely not a lot that spell their name the way that I do.
Yeah. It's not like the name Ashley.
Y-N-E. Just, you know.
So many Ashleys in this world.
That's true.
Too many, actually.
You're staring. You know what? Now that we have a YouTube channel, which, by the way, guys, we have a YouTube channel.
Hey, go check it out. Us? Like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications so you get your video every time we upload.
Hashtag YouTuber over here. She knows all the things to say. I'm like, click the, go to, search the.
Down bar, comment down, below.
Click it with the air. Anyways, I was going to say, ever since we started the channel and now we have cameras present, I have to share Ashley's eye contact now with the cameras.
Taryn never looks at you guys. I do.
I don't.
I try to make a habit of it. So I'll work on it.
Anyways, why was I saying that?
I feel jittery.
Okay. Of course, being the unsolicited nerd that I am.
Yeah, you are.
I instantly thought of you guys. I seriously thought that she could be my new therapist. Imagine, that'd be so cool. She said, I knew that Taryn went to school for psychology, which,
because she always rubs it in.
Yes,
she
I did.
She always mentions it.
Yes, I did.
Hyping herself up over here.
You know what? Come at me. She goes, I've been around for a while. So I thought it wasn't totally crazy. Unfortunately, I discovered that Taryn had not moved to the small town in Michigan where I live. Oh, well, in a way. Get it? This is my favorite thing anyone's ever told me.
Okay.
In a way, she already is my therapist.
Girl, gas me up.
That's so sweet. I love that. Wow. And then she says, I guess she says both of you guys are, but like honestly,
she didn't say Taryn. She said you guys.
No, I didn't make it up. She said in a way she already is, but then at the end she said both of you guys are. I wasn't gonna throw you that bone, but I threw it to you because you're being
bratty. Why wouldn't
bratty.
You? She wrote it
because you're not. Guys, being nice today.
She wasn't going to say everything. That's not how this works here.
I do say everything. Anyways, so that's how I was going to start it, but it's cool.
It's fine. My soda can pop was much instead. Better. Anyways, hello, guys. Welcome back to the channel. Things are great over here. Thanks for asking. I've had way too much caffeine today, and my foot cannot stop bouncing. Like, I feel great.
Second energy drink in.
Taryn and I, we were, like, feeling really good about recording today. We were really pumped for it. We decide we're going to go get lunch, and so we go into this parking lot.
Oh, I just recovered from this.
That is Ashley. Just one of, I'm just going to say it. It's one of the worst poorly planned, overly crowded parking lots in LA. And it's a big deal because, like, I feel like in LA there actually aren't a lot of parking spots. There's a lot of parking garages.
That's true.
And there's a reason for that. It's because it's just way too crowded. Well, this specific, like, shopping center has a Trader Joe's, it has a Blue Bottle, it has a Mendocino, it has a Cycle Bar, it has Sephora. A Pink Berry, it has a Sephora. There's too many things.
Like, on top of all of those things that we just mentioned that are freaking people gatherers,
yeah.
There's also like little restaurants, there's like an auto shop. Like,
yeah.
All of this stuff is in the same
and
center.
This is an exaggeration, but I'm not kidding. There's probably only like 50 parking spots.
Yeah, no, it's
50.
Bad.
50, and there's way too many people. So every time we go, I always regret not Ubering, even though I don't live that far from it.
Yeah.
But it's become a point where it's like, this is ridiculous. We either have to walk or we need to take an Uber. Anyways, Taryn drove. And this woman,
oof.
I usually am pretty good with like holding in my anger, but both of us were
until she's
livid.
Not.
Livid. This woman completely... Also, correct us if we're wrong, but there's this unspoken rule that if you are trying to park in a parking lot and you pass a car
that forfeit.
Is trying to back up, it's your loss.
You're done.
You missed your chance. You have no yep. right to that parking spot. You drove past it.
Yep.
This woman decides that even though she drove past, like a full car length past the car that was trying to pull out of its parking spot, she decides to make everyone behind her go around her so that she can back up her car and pull into the parking spot.
Yeah.
Taryn and I lost our shit. She was so upset.
She was like, okay, so like there's the people that just are rude, and mm-hmm. then there's those people that are like obnoxious. And she had her window down and her arm flailing, being like, go around.
Yeah.
And I don't think, because we came from an angle where we could see what was happening. I think the cars immediately behind her didn't realize what was happening.
What she was doing.
So they were going around.
Yeah, I think they thought,
but
like,
not me.
Her car wasn't working.
Yeah.
Or, because she didn't have her hazard lights on. It was just like her reverse lights.
Oh, and also, so the cars that had to go around her, this is not a big like lane. Mm-mm. So they're now going in the lane that the opposite direction is trying to come.
And there's a line on both sides.
Yeah. I feel like anyone who like drives right now is like their anxiety is coming.
Infuriated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
just wait.
Taryn
just
and I
wait.
Get so upset. Cars start going around. Taryn pulls around because it is 100% our turn to go. And this woman decides, because we were probably going to pass her or like get in line. She decides to start very quickly backing up her car. Almost hits Taryn's car. Me and Taryn are literally yelling at the top of our lungs.
I honked
She's
at least seven
laying
times.
Laying on her horn.
Yeah.
And this woman gets mad at us.
Yeah.
Because we weren't moving our car. Because we had already been trying to get past her. And now there's cars behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually can't move. She gets unbelievably upset. Taryn starts yelling. And I pull out my phone and start recording her.
Just in case she tries to kill
like,
us.
If she comes at me, I got her license plate number. And I have her face on camera. And I had this whole plan about how I was going to like post it and make her like this hated person on the internet. I would never do such a thing. I calmed down. I deleted the video. But like. Yeah.
That was no, but my it plan. Wasn't
like there were pedestrians that were like walking up and walking by our car looking at us and shaking their heads like, ooh, this lady. And yeah. then she was she had her arm flailing, telling yeah. me to move. And I was going, absolutely not, looking at her. I was like, absolutely not with
Jamie
my
was
finger
so
out.
Upset. And that just shows like the difference in our personalities yeah. because both of us are equally very upset. Taryn is screaming back and like throwing her hands in the air. And I'm very quietly on the side recording everything. And
but
then as we drive past, I turn the camera and she puts her head out the window and then sees that I'm recording and then throws her head back fast. And I was like, that's right. I got you on camera.
But then we walk into Mendocino and I walk in, I'm like, where's she at? Where she at? I was like, I'm gonna tell this lady something.
Partially I was like, I should calm Taryn down. And then at the same time I was like, or I should just let her go and everyone.
But you already know how that conversation would have gone. I would have been like, I would have said something, she would have came back at me, and what would I have said?
She would have been like, I understand. But you can't do that. That's what she would have said. And her finger would have gone up in the air. I understand.
No, it's this. Okay. If you're watching YouTube, then you know. If you're not, we'll try to like get this clip and like post it on our proof it. But when I get heated, I do this move. It's a hand out and then like a nod.
Well, you know, like the sassy like finger like side to side thing that girls do.
Yes.
It's like that, but Taryn does it like to a point and doesn't like shake it.
And then my head finishes it.
I understand.
I understand, but what I am trying to tell you.
It's so every time Taryn is trying to be polite while like voicing her very like frustrated opinion, that's what she says.
I understand.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Because I do value everyone's emotions, but sometimes you're wrong.
Yeah. In the end, we had a very great time eating our Mendocino salads and reminiscing about what we would do if we ran into her. We were like, do you think she's in Trader Joe's? Should we go to Trader Joe's? We're like talking about hunting her down
Where
and confronting her.
Where she at? Yeah.
Anyways, good time. Relatable? Probably.
Oh,
especially
totally.
If you live out here. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, every single person, because if I wasn't there and you were telling me the story, I physically can like picture what she was doing and knowing that like I would be so heated. You know
so
what I mean?
Upset. Yeah.
So everyone right now is driving like, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, man. I just got fully sidetracked. What are we doing? What's today? Is this a podcast?
Yes. Welcome to the podcast. Again, you know, just a quick little blurb. We love you guys. We appreciate you listening and supporting us. We have been so overwhelmed lately with the amount of people who have reached out and said that they listen to us and they're like totally committed to our little UA fam. So again, if this is your first time, if this is your 25th time, we love you all. Make sure you guys check out our socials. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have YouTube, and also, you know, take a second, give us those 5 stars, and we love reading reviews. Mm-hmm. And also, I know, like, the podcast I go to, like, I'll scroll down real quick and just read, like, the first couple. So take a second, write a review, give us those 5 stars so we can continue doing what we love.
That would mean everything to us.
Talking to you guys.
Also, just, you know, not to, like, hype us up even more, but we are almost to 10,000 followers on Instagram. We're at 9,800.
Oh, my gosh.
So we are, like, you know, roughly 150 followers away.
Oh, my gosh.
From hitting 10,000, which,
that's
you know
exciting.
What that means? Swipe up.
Yeah.
We're so close to
Mark.
It.
Mark. Can you do me a favor? Can you look up like how many seats are in the Staples Center? I'm just trying to like get a picture of how many people 10,000 are. Does that make sense? I like to like.
No, I fully understand. I feel like okay. I can do that.
Thanks. No, let Mark. I want Mark to say it.
Oh, jeez.
Take your time, Mark. We're going to continue. Okay. She's all mad. I'm not your friend today. Okay. We got it.
Oh,
we got it. Okay,
so
what is
quick.
It? 21,000. Oh, my gosh. Half of Staples Center we could fill with people on our Instagram fam. That's
Dang.
Huge.
Guh. Heavy guh. Heavy guh.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I wish I could. I'm just going to like carry Mark on speaker everywhere I go and be like, hey, Mark. Hey, Siri. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. That's hilarious.
Okay. Let's, get into what we're doing. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I could go first.
No, you went first last time. I want to go first.
Well, dang.
I'm going
to tell me
first.
What to do, Taryn.
Okay. I'm going to go first. And okay, so I have like a short one. And then I also am going to do my dad didn't send in a story, but he sat, we had dinner. Actually, this is so cute. We had like a daddy-daughter date.
That's adorable.
It
I
was
love that.
So cute. Him and my uncle, his brother, reached out to me and my girl cousin Hannah, and they were like, "We want to take you guys out on a date." Like,
that
and we
is
went to
so
dinner.
Cute.
It was so cute. My dad even was like, "Oh, I guess if we're on a date, I gotta open your car door," and he like opened the door for me.
Oh, stop!
This
I'm
is
gushing.
Why. This is why. All men. I'm sorry. Like the bar has been set.
The bar has been set.
But anyways, while we're there, he says, "Taryn, something happened to me today that I feel like would happen to you." Why is this a movement?
Wait, is this a tearing it up from your dad?
I mean, kind of, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
we're gonna
it
call
is.
It that. Yeah. So I'm going to do a short one and then I'm going to do that if that's cool with
yeah,
you.
That's fine.
Is that cool?
Yeah, okay. That works.
All right. So we are going to
take a quick break.
Take a quick break. And this one I'm going to do is titled "Alone in the Yeehaw State. I want to go home, Sandy Cheeks."
Do you
oh,
get the
wow.
reference?
Okay.
Do you get
yeah.
the reference? Home, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think you would get SpongeBob reference.
I'm actually offended. Why wouldn't I?
You know what? We're going to take a break because me and Ashley are going to have
like that's
a real
the, that's
quick
a solid
argument.
Thing that I would know.
Children, please go to bed. Mommy and Daddy got to fight.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. I actually loved SpongeBob. Like,
me
it's
too.
So stupid, but like, I feel like if there's certain shows that if you stop trying to think you're so cool and artsy and just sit back and be like, this is
so cool
stupid,
and artsy, I know the exact person you're talking about.
I'm
also,
thinking
I know
of
many
like
people.
Five.
Yeah. I can picture the type of person that you're talking about right now.
I'll say funny. A movie and they're like, the realism and the blah blah. And I'm like, shut your butt. Like, you nobody cares. Like, it was funny. Or someone, I know. So Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
Such a funny, stupid movie, right?
Stupid funny,
and
yes.
This guy was like, we went to the movies and then afterwards I was like, oh, it's like so, it was so funny. And he was trying to date my friend. I put a freaking halt to that real fast after this conversation because I was like, no, we do not. Mm-mm. He's out. Cut. Clap, you out. We get in and he's like, it's idealizing divorce and it's making it seem like blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, and really like the lawnmower like shoots up in the motorcycle. And I was like, are you telling me right now that like you think that the producers actually wrote this as like a realistic story? Like you really think
it's
he
the
was
most
saying,
sarcastic thing.
And he chops down a telephone pole and thinks it's a tree and gets electrocuted. Like, obviously, it's a comedy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Chill out. I was so annoyed. I was like, no, you're out. Yeah. You're out. I can't wait till you get out of the car so I can tell my friend not to date you.
You know what's funny is I feel like if we watched SpongeBob now, it'd be even funnier. Because
do
I
you
want to
watch an episode when we get
lot,
home?
I feel like a lot of the punchlines and, like, comedic stuff that happened was really adult for the times that we were watching it. Yeah. I feel like a lot of it went over our head.
That's probably true.
And I know that's true because I've seen some memes, some SpongeBob memes that I'm like, is that what they were talking about?
That's dirty. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Back to the story.
Let's get into this. Her first sentence is, you can say my name. My name's Samantha.
Oh, love that. It. Right off
Hi,
the bat.
Hi, Samantha.
It's very clear. There's no questions.
Okay. Hello, Ashley and Taryn.
Hello.
Majorly needing some girl advice.
Oh, we here for you.
But honestly, like, this is not just girl advice. This is, like, every advice. Which, by the way, our guy fans, which we know you're there.
You are there.
Right
we
now.
We see you.
Don't try to pretend that, you know, we know you're in your cars right now and you're like bumping your head like you're listening to some like Drake or Chris Brown. But we know that you're listening to us and getting advice from us.
Uh-huh.
So you need to start showing up.
You really do. Where's the emails at?
Show up.
Where are the DMs at?
Send
it doesn't even
emails.
Have to be a full email. Just DM us. Like, let us know you're there.
You know, you can even be like, hey, you're hot. And we'll be like, oh, my God, thanks. And that's it.
Basically, Taryn's just trying to find a date.
You know what's so funny? My humor is very like, I joke like I think I'm this like amazing person, but like really like I'm not like that. So if any of you have ever been like, dang, this girl's conceited, like I'm really not. It's just my like awkward humor.
Just to clarify, that's all she wants to do. Clarify real quick. I'm not like that, I swear. I sound like that 99% of the time, but I swear.
Last episode, I was like, everybody loves us because our personalities are so great. And I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, these people are probably like, you're
these people
so
are like
annoying.
Turning us off right now.
Anyways, okay. At the end of April, I moved from Southern California to Texas with my boyfriend. It kind of happened really fast. My boyfriend got a job with the fire department, which...
Hot.
Praise the Lord for firefighters. Except for one time, I cut off a fire truck on accident.
Oh, I've heard about
it. It was really bad. Like, I misread what they were trying to do. And in my mind, I was trying to speed up to get out of their way because I thought they were trying to go behind me. But they were trying to turn, so it looked like I sped to get in front. So then I stop at a light, and this fire truck comes up, stops right next to me, and goes, bah! Like, I literally, like, I jumped and covered my ears, and all of the firefighters were leaning out of their window looking at me, and I literally got teary-eyed. I felt so bad because I completely respect what they do.
Right.
So you know what I did?
Oh, what'd you do? How come I don't remember this? I feel like you've told me this story.
I went on Google. And I researched to find out who the chief captain guy was. And I wrote him an email. And I just told him what happened. And I was like, to whatever truck was coming out of station whatever at 8:30, please tell them I'm so sorry, like blah, blah, blah. And he actually responded and was like, please don't say sorry. Like, I'm glad you were safe. I'm glad you're okay. Like, I hope you have a great night or something. Was so sweet about it. But
that's
hilarious. I couldn't let it go. Like, I had to write a letter.
It's something, I don't know what it is about firefighters specifically, probably just like the immense danger of like walking into a burning building or something like that. But all you want to do is just like respect them and move out of their way. If I did that, I feel like I would have like curled up into a ball and cried.
I was so upset. I was so upset because I was like I knew what I looked like in that moment.
Right. And all you want to do is be like, that wasn't my heart. Like, I love you guys. I respect you guys.
Like, I get out. I'm like climbing the truck. No, look, listen.
I swear this isn't me.
This isn't me.
Not me.
Okay. Anyways. Oh my gosh. Concentrate.
Back to the story.
Okay.
Ooh.
He's a firefighter.
Okay. I literally can't find my place. It's okay. I'll distract them. I'll sing a little jig.
Shh, be quiet. Fire department out here, and they told him he was going to start 3 weeks from his interview date, which meant we had 3 weeks to get our lives together and move to the Yeehaw state of Texas. It's been amazing here because we weren't living together back home. Texas is so beautiful and everyone is incredibly nice here. I was able to transfer my job to a location out here, which was awesome. But the only thing is I miss my friends and family like crazy.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, I instantly was like trying to like, every time I read a story, I really try to imagine myself in it. And yeah. I was like, if I was separated from all my friends and family, I would die.
I know, that'd be
sad. We'll save that for the end. And okay. Please don't die. Okay. I have absolutely no family out here and no actual friends out here. Don't get me wrong. I have coworkers that are cool, but none I actually see myself hanging out with outside of work. And again, no fam, which is so important to me. It was hard to leave them, and it is still so hard that I don't see them anymore. I get depressed about not being at home with my family and friends and actually randomly book plane tickets to go home for a few days. Here's the major issue. I contemplate whether moving here was a good idea. Was leaving my family and moving here the right decision? I think about being home a lot and how much I miss my family, but I love my boyfriend so much and the life we've started here. Help. What should I do? XOXO, Samantha.
Dang.
Yeah.
Did she say how long she's been there?
At the end of April, she moved. So April, May, June, July, August. So 4 months. That's a good chunk of time.
Okay, yeah.
Look at me. I can do math.
Math is fun.
Do you want to tackle anything first?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I think I just want to like applaud you. I feel like moving from a state of comfort into such a huge change like that requires guts, and it's brave and it's scary, but you did it. So one, I'm just so proud of you. And I think that does go to show how much you care for your boyfriend. So congrats on being brave. Not a lot of us are. That's a big deal.
Also, congratulations on having a boyfriend.
That's also a big deal. Let us know what that's like.
What's that like?
I do want to say, like, I know 4 months is a big chunk of time, but also it isn't.
Yeah.
Moving to a new place, not having family, let alone friends, yet is a very scary, vulnerable position. And you do have to take initiative of that. Like, you can't just sit back and be like, oh, it's very overwhelming. And I understand the desire to just like not do anything. But man, me and Taryn also just had a talk about this, about how simply getting out of your house and into new places can be such like a fresh perspective on life. And you don't have to necessarily go out of your way to make friends, but maybe go to a different coffee shop and get work done, or go sit somewhere that's a little different and get comfortable with being in a different setting, but maybe a little uncomfortable. Even just sitting with your phone away.
Yeah, that does make you way more open.
Makes you more open, inviting. But also causes you to look around and see who is around you.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to, so I listened to this. I listened to this random like TED Talk who also mentioned getting rid of your cell phones and what a distraction it is, which we all know, like we understand and we know that. But it made me start, like, when I'm sitting specifically in like a waiting room, or I'm waiting for my order number to be called, or I'm sitting waiting for coffee, instead of grabbing my phone immediately, which is what everyone does, I'll put it in my pocket and just stand there, hands not crossed, because that does set a tone, you know. Yeah. And like I'll make sure I have like a decent smile on my face, and I'm always surprised people always say something.
I can see that.
Yeah. And where I feel like if I'm multiple times, because I do it constantly, I'm working on it, I'll just be looking down at my phone. Don't say a word or have any communication with anyone. But every time I put my phone away in my bag or whatever, and I keep my face forward and I look around the room, inevitably I smile at someone at some point, because we make eye contact, or someone will comment about something I'm wearing, or I'll see something and I'll like comment to them about something. I'll see someone's dog, I'll stop and talk, pet their dog or something like that. But it doesn't take a lot to connect with someone. It might not create a huge relationship or friendship right away, but it doesn't take a lot to spark a conversation, which could lead to something else. So maybe don't think big picture, like how do I make a best friend, but just think about like how do I start connecting with people in small ways like that. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Okay, I have three things. Yeah, I wrote them down because I wasn't saying yeah.
One, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Two, and also very like lawyerly of you.
I didn't want to. I felt very professional. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things is you said something so profound, and I don't think you even realize it, but I love that you just said the word yet.
Oh.
I love that. Like, yeah. Honestly, like you said that, and I was like, why don't I think like that?
You know what? I did. I took a moment, and I was like, I'm going to add yet.
No, but honestly.
I genuinely thought that to myself.
Honestly, I'm having like one of those like yeah. moments. Maybe it's a Celsius, but like. Because I am getting a little hopped up. But honestly, what if we ended our sentences with yet? Like, yeah, I don't have a boyfriend yet. Yeah, I am not loving my job yet. Like, just that leaving that space for that possibility is so cool. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, I hope that you specifically hear this, Samantha, because I think that you have a lot of yet in your life, like a mm-hmm. lot of things that could happen. So I love that. And honestly, I think all of us should start doing that. The second thing I was going to say is I totally echo you on the eye contact thing, because I was even thinking about that in Soul Cycle mm-hmm. because I have thunder thighs and it's hard to get my legs moving as fast as they ask.
They demand a lot.
There's times I'm watching people pedal and I'm like, I don't even understand how you're going that fast.
Same.
Like, I'm almost going like half tempo.
Yeah.
And I'm still struggling.
Oh, I feel you.
Anyways, so I always sit in the back. And what sucks about that is I feel like, you know, one of the things about Soul Cycle that's so cool is like how amazing the instructors are. And I love watching the instructors interact with the people in the room mm-hmm. and encourage them and be like, good job. But like when you're in like the very back center, which is usually like where I end up,
it's your
like
jam.
There's yeah. literally a wall of bikes and people around me. So sometimes I feel very like isolated.
Yeah.
And like today I was like riding and the instructor like locked eyes right as he was like saying something inspirational. Mm-hmm. The second he locked eyes, I was like, oh, I got this. And yeah. I like was going. And I've thought about that even like while you're talking, I was like, okay, if I'm thinking about all the times a stranger started a conversation with me, it's when we've locked eyes.
Yeah. Well, because that's an open invitation.
Yeah. And like, I mean, there's so many like quotes and whatever about the eyes being like the window to the soul and blah, blah, blah.
I just thought of every Tumblr picture I've ever seen in my life.
Of somebody like sitting on a beach, you know? But no, it's so true. I think like, I feel like this is it. I feel like both of us are very much, we see things in life as puzzles to be solved. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing a puzzle, you start one piece at a time, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of our episodes, we talk about the small things that we can do.
Yeah.
And I think something as simple as being aware of like trying to make eye contact with people is such a small thing that is scary, but like, I think you can do it. So yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. That was my point two. My point three is I actually, one of my like best friends from childhood, whose name is Ashley, one of my many Ashleys.
Jeez.
I have so many.
What a hoe.
So many.
I got her face right now.
I'm like, how am I going to explain this to her? I want you guys to love each other. Okay?
I'm just kidding.
I know. They actually.
No. She's anyways. Great.
So.
I just want to throw it out there. I have other friends that are named Ashley. There's a lot of us. We should start a club. Better. Actually, if you've seen Recess, there is a club.
Oh, dang. The Ashley.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The theme of the show is obviously like old cartoons, but anyways. She moved and is really close to her family. And one of the things like I've watched her do is form her own rhythms. And she texts with her dad every single day. She FaceTimes her family every single day. She just had a baby. And like the baby, her first of all, holy crap. He's like the cutest child you'll ever see. I'm going to ask her if I can post a picture of him. Is that weird? Ash? Okay. But he's just the most adorable thing. And she'll FaceTime and he gets so excited to FaceTime because he's so familiar with like talking to grandma and grandpa through it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I think that there's ways that you can form bridges to those things But the fit, like, of all this, I'm like, girl, you'll be fine. You'll make friends. You'll come up with routines. You'll whatever. The family part is the one that, like,
that's hard
for someone who is so freaking abnormally close to my family. Like, I fully, like, my heart broke reading that because I was like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Oof, that's rough. But I do think that 4 months is long, but I feel like it's
half a year
short.
Is always like a good.
At the same time. So yeah. I would just really don't get down on yourself for not getting anywhere yet. But like, I know that you can, and you just got to give it more time. Yeah.
And start those conversations with your boyfriend of like, hey, like, this is great.
Like, let's start going out on Tuesday for Taco Tuesday. Yeah. Like, do things.
Well, yeah, like, definitely out there. But I'm saying, like, start talking to him about, like, hey, like, I really miss home and my family. Like, can we just discuss what the process would be like if, you know, once you're a little more established, can we start looking for places back in Cali? Like, so start having those conversations so he's aware of what's going on. And ultimately, like, if your family, if that's a deal breaker to you, then, like, you gotta think about that.
You gotta
so
face that, yeah.
Weigh your options, but also know that you do have options. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to stay there. But if this is someone you love and you want to invest and spend your future with, then I think it's like you've got to start to figure out like, okay, well, can we do like a 2-year plan? Like, we're going to stay here for two years so you can build your career and then we're going to leave. So that way you have kind of like an idea of what's going on. But
Right now doesn't mean forever.
No, definitely.
And if that's if it's not forever, then you just really got to get yourself into the mentality that this is a season in life right now. Mm-hmm. And that season will end eventually. And you just got to get through it, you know, which I totally know you can, especially if you open up with your boyfriend and let him know how you're feeling, then you guys can tackle this together and you won't feel so alone.
Yeah. And maybe you have a set, like every 3 months I go out for a weekend. And so it's just like having those little, you know, like milestones, like, okay, I can do this. Like, again, in SoulCycle, I know at the end of every song, there's going to be some type of shift. So in my mind, I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this versus like going into something where you're like, I don't know when the end is. Mm-hmm. So maybe have some like clarifying conversations.
Yeah. Love that. I feel like this. I feel like you, Samantha, I feel like you've got this.
You got this.
It's going to be great. I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much for sending this in.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being vulnerable. Change is good. I feel like this is going to be a good one for you.
I do too. You got this, girl. Okay. I'm just going to try to whip through it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, me and my dad went to dinner.
I love that.
He says, I think something happened to me that would happen to you. I'm like, well, story of my life.
Hashtag turn it up.
Turn it up. Also, by the way, I was sitting in my car and all of a sudden something flew and hit me in the face. And it was the cover that goes over your like mirror, you know, above your, what's that called?
Visor.
Your visor mirror. The cover of the mirror just like literally shot out of the car and hit me in the face. And I don't understand.
And it was so clearly a spring loaded thing because it just like flew.
It like actually hurt and it's plastic. So, you know, all that to say, my life. Okay. So he said the other day he was sitting at work and he got an email from his boss and it said, dude, it said, hey, which his boss is out of town right now. It said, hey, I like this emergency came up. Like, I really need you to stop what you're doing. And I need you to go really quick to CVS or wherever and just get me $500 gift cards to iTunes. Like, so go really quick, pick those up like as soon as you can, literally drop whatever you're doing. So my dad was like, okay, because like in his job, like, that's not a weird request.
Right, yeah.
And we were talking about this because I feel like sometimes, you know, we all have fallen for something that is like, in hindsight, we're like, how did I fall for that? But I think your mind, like, we're all so smart that like when something comes up, immediately our mind starts working on like, why does this make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in his mind right away, he was like, oh, maybe there's some clients, maybe there's this, like, whatever. So he emails back like, oh, okay, like I'll go do that right now. Do you want me to use the company card? And gets an email back and was like, no, actually, I want this to be more confidential. So use your personal card and I'll reimburse you.
Okay.
So again, another flag, but at the time he was like, oh, he works for a small company. Maybe like he's buying cards as a gift for the guys in our company doesn't want it to be because they can see what's on the account.
Right. Yeah.
So he drives to CVS, buys $500 worth
of iTunes,
cards. The email then says, when you have these, just uploads pictures of the cards and their numbers to the email and send those right away.
Okay.
So he buys these things. His saving grace, his saving grace is he took, because he was out, he took photos on his phone and he just texted them to his boss.
Got it.
Gets a response back right away saying, what is this?
Oh, no.
Yes. It was an elaborate scam. And there was like one letter or something like spelled wrong in the boss's email. But this person went to their website, like also emailed like five other people in the company to do this. And my dad, who is like one of the smartest people I know.
No, honestly, same.
Fell for it.
Jeez.
Yeah. So he then had to go and like be like, talking to Apple, trying to get their thing back. Yeah. So this is the craziest part. He's telling the story and we're all like laughing because he's such a good storyteller. So like it was funny how he's saying it. My cousin goes, oh my gosh, the same exact thing happened to her. She got an email from her boss, but she was like having a really bad day because it was her birthday and she had to come into work. So she was already annoyed and said the email was really rude. So she was going back and forth and was like, I'm not going to pay for these on my personal card. Like, I don't have money to do that.
Yeah.
And they're going back and forth. So she finally gets on the phone, calls her boss.
And goes off.
And goes off on him. And then he goes, what are you talking about? And then they figure out it's the scam thing too.
God.
Isn't that insane?
Guys,
don't,
if you have gotten an email that says anything remotely close to that, just freaking delete it. Don't believe it. Tell your friends, tell your family. This is happening. Wow.
I was like mind blown. And the fact that he went all the way through it, like that's insane.
I'm sure so many people have had something similar like that happen because that's instant money.
Yeah.
Like that's just like
instant.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, so before the story was over, whether I knew he got, was able to get his money back or not, you know what thought came in my mind?
What? Can I have the iTunes card? What?
This is so embarrassing.
What?
I was like, oh my God, if he lets me have those, do you know how many gems I could buy?
Gems?
On Merge Dragon.
Oh! I'm embarrassed for you.
I literally was sitting there thinking and I was like, Taryn, you need to freaking snap out of this because you're weird.
That is weird. That is uncalled for. And I frankly would not let him do that.
I would let him do that.
I would not let him do that.
Anyways, oh my gosh, I took up so much time. I'm sorry. But I really feel like all of us need to be aware.
We do.
Because
I'm glad there's an announcement.
Who's like the best,
if
can
Mr.
fall
e
for
fell
something,
for it,
then
we're screwed.
You know? I am definitely screwed.
We're screwed.
So. I'm going to get my identity stolen within the week.
Oof. No, don't put that out there.
Okay. Mark, can we edit that? No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
Okay, anyway.
Amazing. Loved that.
Thanks.
I'm glad that we all got warned to not trust everything that we get on our email.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here in a second because Taryn took way too long.
I'm so sorry.
And then we're going to get into my story. I have a title for you guys. This one is called, I Had a Panic Attack in the Office and Everyone Saw.
Dang.
Dot, dot, dot. To be continued.
To be continued. Break.
We are back.
Holy crap, is that
this
how long it is?
This one's kind of long, but I'm just gonna bust through it. This is a good one too, so get ready. But
okay,
I'm gonna
okay.
read.
Okay.
Go. Okay, here we go. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I'm going to start by saying that I absolutely love your podcast and listen to every episode in the morning on my commute to work.
Oh my gosh.
I love hearing other people's stories, and I feel like you've built an amazing and caring community.
Oh.
That's why I feel comfortable sharing my story with you all today.
Which is so sweet.
It warmed my heart. Thank you
guys,
for that.
Guys, she's talking about you.
My name is Nihal, and you can say my name if you can pronounce it. And she puts ha 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 in parentheses. She put, it's pronounced Nihal. So it's N-E-E-H-E-L-L. So Nihal.
That's beautiful.
Don't worry about butchering
that.
It. I'm very used to it. So
girl
much
same.
So that I say my name is Michelle when I go to Starbucks. I love that. Taryn has accepted that her name is Karen at Starbucks.
I have not accepted.
She kind of has no choice.
I expect it.
Anyways, I'm getting straight to the point. I had a panic attack at the office and everyone saw. For context, I am a university student and the job I have is my part-time job during the year and my full-time job during the summer. It's a student job for full-time students in finances. I have worked there for almost 10 months and I mainly work with adults. It's my first big girl job, so I take it very seriously and I've been trying to make a good impression. I like to believe I've accomplished that. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the people I work with are very sweet and welcoming. I had no problem getting along with my team. But even with such a warm work environment, I feel so alone. Adults only talk about their kids and what they did on the weekends, which is also related to their kids. There is an older man who is very sweet, but he only talks about his plans for retirement. I feel like I'm the only one who can do small talk with them. And the small talk conversations can only go so far. So I have no friends of my age, and there's only one other student on my floor. I've talked with her a few times, but we rarely see each other. Our work schedules just seem to like not
coincide
very well. My previous job was at a retail store, and I had made three best friends there. I was friends with pretty much everyone, and working there was so much fun. My parents always told me that it was only the case in student jobs and that it wasn't like that in the real world. So her parents were saying that her retail job is like a kid job. And in real life, you don't become best friends always with your coworkers, people. Which I would kind of agree with that. It's starting to hit me and I miss what I had at my other job. The work that I do now is at a desk. I stare at a screen all day and sit still at my desk all day. I feel like I'm slowly losing brain cells. Don't get me wrong, the work is very interesting, but it can get repetitive and it's pretty unfulfilling. The summer has been so hard on my morale. It took every fiber in me to get up and go to work. To put it lightly, I've started to hate my job. It's gotten so boring and I feel like I'm contributing to nothing, but it pays well and the work schedule is good. My boss is very understanding and I can take days off quite often without him asking any questions. This summer made me realize that an office job is not for me. I'm in business school right now and I'm graduating next semester. Finally, she puts in parentheses. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got this far without losing it because I don't like it. I love my close friends from uni, but apart from that, I don't know why I stayed at that school for so long. I guess it was the right thing to do, not too hard, good job prospects, et cetera, et cetera. And I've invested so much money and time into it. I didn't want to give up, even though I was so far into it. And I think a business school degree is not a loss, and it will come in handy for sure. I don't regret going to business school and getting the adult job because it's made me realize it's very unfulfilling for me. My boss told me that they would love to hire me full time after graduation, but I don't think I'm going to be able to continue working in this field after graduating. I'm thinking more and more about my future, and it stresses me out so much. I want to go into makeup school, page turn, because it's the one thing that I love to do, and it makes time go by so quickly. But it costs so much money, and the school I want to go to is across the country, and I haven't told my parents, who are very traditional and will probably tell me that it isn't smart. She wanted to say all of that because this is what leads up to now. Leading up to today, I had a panic attack in the office. I was on a break and thinking about everything that I just said.
Oh, yeah.
I started feeling uneasy, but this happens quite often, and usually I'm able to shake it off. So I went to the bathroom to wash my face with cold water, and I felt fine. I even saw one of my colleagues in the bathroom, and we talked normally. I was fine. I went to my desk, which is in a cubicle, and I got back to work. Then, about 10 minutes later, out of nowhere, the feeling of uneasiness came back. I stopped working and tried to collect myself. I tried doing breathing exercises, and then I just lay down on my desk and waited for it to pass. But it didn't pass, and it just got harder and harder for me to breathe. One of my colleagues saw me lying there on the desk and told me, "You're really due for a vacation, hun," with a little smiley emoji, laughing emoji. In parentheses, she put, thinking I was just tired and resting, but I didn't respond. So then she got close to me and asked if I was okay. And then I started bawling. Ugh. I couldn't talk. I tried explaining to her that I was having a panic attack. She called an interventant. And in the meantime, my other colleague tried to do breathing exercises with me. She sat me down on the floor and talked me down. I was breathing in chunks, I guess. I still couldn't breathe straight and was crying so much, and the fact that I lost control of the situation freaked me out even more. Everyone around me saw. About 10 to 15 people saw, and they were staring, including my boss. I know it's probably because they were worried, but still, it was the kind of attention most people don't want. Then the interventant took me into a small, quiet room with my colleague, who was a trooper throughout the whole crisis. We waited for me to calm down, and he asked me questions about what could have triggered it. I just said school because I didn't want to get into the whole thing. After it passed, I came back to my desk, and people asked me if I was okay and what had happened. I said, yes, I'm okay, which she put in parentheses, which was true, and that I had just had a panic attack. But I carried this heavy feeling with me for the rest of the day. I still felt very shocked after work, and it wasn't until my workout class around 7 that I started feeling it to dissipate. I'm feeling all kinds of feelings because I know that it was a physical reaction and I wasn't in control, but there's still a very big stigma around mental health, especially with older people. I once heard my older colleague saying that people with depression only have unresolved issues and aren't honest with themselves and therefore feel sadness, which can be fixed by thinking more positively. This is the only tip. This is only the tip on the iceberg, because I have heard a lot of people say a lot of fucked up shit about anxiety and depression at her job. On top of that, they always trash talk millennials and tell me that my generation is lazy. I can't help but feel like some of them are judging me for not sucking it up. Some of them probably feel like it was unprofessional and that because I'm a millennial, I'm weak and haven't lived long enough to know the real struggles of life. It's not what I think, but I know that that's what they're thinking. Since it happened, some people are extra nice to me and some of them just pity me. I know the news has traveled and now people know me as the student who cried at the office. I also want to mention that I used to suffer from severe anxiety when I was younger, but the last time I had a panic attack was 6 years ago. I got really good at controlling my stresses, and when I had small meltdowns, I was good at shutting them off and getting over them. The fact that I completely lost control of myself scares me significantly. I never cry in front of people, not even in front of my siblings and parents. I hate that kind of attention. But I guess my body is sending me a message that my subconscious hasn't figured out yet, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do about my future, and I don't know how to get over that experience. She ends with saying, thank you for your advice, and I wish you great success for the podcast and your personal projects, with a little heart. Wow. I really feel invested in this. First of all, I'm really sorry for how your company and coworkers reacted to it. I think a few of them, obviously the coworker that walked you through it and the interventant, I think that was really good how they handled it. But the gossip and stuff is just so unnecessary. And I really do believe that there is a stigma around the word millennial with older generations. So I'm so sorry that they have been talking about you in that way.
I was walking the other day behind this older couple, and the guy was talking about millennials, and the way he was saying it, I was just like so bothered, because it was as if he was describing like a tribe that was just discovered, like far off. Like it was very the millennial nowadays, blah, 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 and saying all this stuff, but like talking so like condescending. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, at first when this whole millennial thing came, I was like, oh, that's funny. And I was like, I hope I'm considered millennial because I don't want to feel old. But then now I feel like it's just this very like us and them mentality.
Yeah.
Where it's like the older generation is not supposed to understand us. And we're crazy because we're millennials. And I just think it's like creating too much of like a stigma, you know what I mean?
It's such a stigma, and it's so unfortunate. I really do want to reassure you. I've never really struggled with panic attacks. I do get anxiety from time to time, as like most people do. But I've never had an extreme panic attack. I did once during like a car accident. But I do have people in my life that I'm very close with that struggle with them, and I don't think a lot of people understand how serious of a situation a panic attack is.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, especially the older generations, tend to think of it as weakness. And I hate to say that word, but like that's how they do see it.
Or
because
being dramatic.
Yeah. They think, oh my God, all these tears, like that's not how I grew up and mm-hmm. and I stuck through it and blah, 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 blah. But a real panic attack, I'm not talking about like an overdramatic person who is just causing attention or trying to get out of something. A real panic attack is extremely serious. And I don't think people who haven't seen that before know how to handle it. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that most of the people in your office might not have ever actually dealt with that in person. Yeah. So they probably didn't know what to do.
No, that's what I was going to say when I was listening. It's like, and let me just be clear.
There's
I know
so
these,
many things.
These statements I'm about to make, it's one of those like, okay, well, yeah, it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, who cares about those people? Mm-hmm. You know, like, honestly, everybody has their own things and everybody loves to have opinions when in reality, like, it doesn't matter, like, what they think. I am not undermining what you felt because I've been in situations like that where I've, like, been like, oh, my gosh, so aware of, like, everybody staring and whatever. But people do not understand things that they haven't experienced. Mm-hmm. And like Ash was saying, like until you've actually physically felt it or you've been in contact with someone and heard like what it feels like, you don't know. So like honestly, they're talking out of ignorance and yeah. they're talking out of like just like I said, no experience. So don't take it too personally because they just don't know.
Yeah.
And also like I mean, like you were saying, like I think you're aware that your body is telling you things. So I think there's a lot more that you have on your plate you need to worry about than like your stupid coworkers. So yeah. like don't waste your time on that. Like focus in on like things that are going to impact you because, you know.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to mention is the whole talk about your future and you hating school and stuff right now. I do not want to go against what your parents think.
But she's all Ashley said.
I see nothing wrong with finishing your degree. You've come so far. Just get the damn thing. Like you're there. Like you're basically there. Get your degree and graduate. And I see nothing wrong with getting a job in that profession while studying something else. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of people who have done that. I got my degree. I'm not using it in any way, like actually. Yeah. So I hope you don't feel actually tied to that in the future, because you got a degree in one thing doesn't mean that you're actually going to have a career in that thing. It just means you got a degree, which is one of the like really messed up things about the educational system.
Gosh,
but
yeah.
that's for another day.
Honestly, people don't even care what your degree
is. It doesn't matter.
Is in they like. They want to hire you because you have a degree.
They're like,
so
oh,
I agree.
You're educated.
Like,
okay. They
accomplish
don't, it
that.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So stupid. I really hope that you realize that just because you have a degree in business, I think you said, I'm pretty sure it was business.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you have to stick with it. You can 100% get into beauty school and have a career in beauty with a business degree. If anything, I feel like
well,
that would
honestly,
aid you.
Honestly, you need business. I feel like you would need that anyways
yeah.
because if you're a freelance artist, like you need to like run your own business.
Yeah.
If you're working at like salons or doing whatever, like it
you're still
would be
you're still
savvy.
Selling yourself and
yeah.
your trade.
Yeah.
So actually, I feel like a business degree is one of the things I feel like most people should get because mm-hmm. it's so versatile. You could take it anywhere.
That's true, yeah.
So please don't feel like getting your business degree is a downer or is locking you into something that you don't want to do because if anything, this will propel you forward
yeah.
into whatever career you choose to do. As far as your parents being more traditional with education and how they view it, I feel like I talked about this in a previous episode. I feel like it's all about how you present ideas to them. If you want to get into beauty school, then don't be lazy about how you tell them. Do your research.
Yeah.
Figure out what the best schools are. Find out what financial aid looks like. What your options are for either attending the school that's across country or if there's a closer one that would save you more money. Like figure everything out before you even bring it to your parents because
yeah.
your parents are going to say no. When you bring it to them and it's there's no thought to it.
Yeah.
There's no solid foundation. But if you bring it to them well prepared and you give them all the information that they could look over, then they're going to take you seriously because they know that you're taking it seriously. Yeah. So I'm not saying that that'll give you the like A-OK from your parents, but I guarantee they'll you'll have a better conversation with them if you prepare it in that way.
Yeah. Also, like, I mean, obviously you're like dealing with these things. If you're not comfortable talking to your parents, find someone that you can like vent this all through that's going to sit with you and make pros and cons lists and do whatever. Because you've definitely like you're balling it up too much. So like, obviously I totally get not be like wanting to tell the person at your work, like, I don't think this is the job for me.
Yeah.
But, find someone you can. And also like, as far as your desk, there are so many things, like get some tactile tools, get some things like pictures up, decor, like scents. I literally have this tiny candle that for some reason when I sniff it, it makes me happy. Yeah. And it's hidden. It's like under my computer stand. And every once in a while when I'm super stressed, I literally pull it out and just sniff it and I feel a little better.
Yeah.
So like find things in your like little cubicle that makes you feel at home and like, okay, like get some stress balls, get like seats that like make you move, whatever you got to do. And if you do have a boss that is flexible, like carve out, maybe it's like one day a month that you intentionally take off and you plan a whole day where you're getting your outlet in some way, shape or form. So definitely take care of yourself at work as well as what's going on outside of work. So
I love all of that. Yeah, there's so many ways to make your cubicle feel more at home. There's even lights.
Yeah.
There's those like daylight lights that are specifically for people that are stuck at cubicles who don't get enough daylight and they start getting depressed.
Yeah.
Or especially if you live in like, what's it? Oh, my brother lives in Alaska.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And half the year is completely dark.
Oh my gosh.
So they have it's a real problem where like halfway through that half the year, like for like after 3 months have gone by, the last three, everyone is depressed. Yeah. And it's like a very dramatic thing and it's a serious thing. But yeah, there's lights for that and there's things that they do. My brother and his wife explained it to me. There's candles they light, there's scents that they use, there's specific food that they eat that helps them. And they have lamps that are daylight lamps that are supposed to help with raising their spirits. And all of that to say that all of those things can be brought into your cubicle. Again, we said this with Taryn's story, but I feel like this is just a season and you're almost done with school and then you're out of there, you know, and you're not. I know it feels like you've been here forever, but like in retrospect, you haven't. This is just a little blip in your life and you're going to be moving past it and onto whatever it is that will fulfill you.
Yeah.
So please just stay strong and because I know you can get through this. And find someone to talk to, because I know you mentioned you don't really cry in front of friends and family, and I'm not gonna like tell you to, but I do think it is important that you find some kind of way to be vulnerable with people. I understand not wanting to cry. No one wants to cry.
I love crying,
but I feel like I actually do a lot, and I know Taryn does a lot, and I genuinely just feel better when I do. So it's okay to let that happen. So I would encourage those kind of relationships with you.
I agree, girl, but you're showing some symptoms. So you gotta piece it apart.
Take control.
You gotta,
yeah,
one step at a time. Don't suppress it, but kind of figure it out. It's a thing you just gotta strategize. And I totally think you got this. And like I said, I think I didn't say this. Ashley said, you know, you're coming up to like some endings of chapters, and those are exciting times. So like, you know, buckle down in school if like that's what you choose. But like, just know like their life is ever changing around that age. So did she say how old she is? Well, she's in college.
Senior in college. I'm guessing 21, 22.
Yeah. Or if you were me, like 27, but
I know.
It's fine.
How old was I?
So yeah, like definitely like just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of change and things that are gonna come. But you know, if you have a hard day at work, like go to a cute coffee shop and start researching like beauty schools around, or like researching, you know, places you could volunteer or whatever. But and I would definitely suggest making that cubicle, you know, whatever you got to do. But,
oh, absolutely. And just have so much fun daydreaming about your future.
Yeah.
Like I remember being so pumped to move to LA, and I remember being at home with my parents and just couldn't wait to get out and just planning what like life was going to be like outside of high school, what life was going to be like outside of college, and what work would look like, and all these different things. And it's so much fun to just fantasize about what that would be like and how I would want to create it.
Oh yeah, fully.
So just dive in deep with that.
If any of your coworkers are giving you crap, just like, just make it light. Like if freaking this guy walks up to you and he's like, oop, like, are you good? Then just be like, well, stop stressing me out, Jerry. Or like, you know what I mean?
Freaking Jerry.
Freaking Jerry. Get off my back, Jerry. Like, make it like, not to make it light. You are not making it light to yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you need to make it light to get people to just kind of drop it and move on, do what you got to do.
Or if you want to be serious about it and someone's really pissing you off, print out what a panic attack is and give it to them. Because
drop it on their desk and be like, educate yourself and then walk away.
Two, just like maybe on your last day of work, whatever you want to do, hand them a pamphlet and be like, here's what it is. You know, you don't even have to be confrontational about it. You could just be like, just so you know, it's a real thing, and walk away. Like, you don't have to create a huge scene, but you can simply educate people on it.
But ultimately, you don't owe anyone anything, and no one has control over you. No one's opinion matters except yourself. So keep yourself healthy.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you, Niha. Thank you so much. Also, I feel like I did a great job pronouncing her name.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean, she literally spelled it out for you, so I'd be concerned.
Doesn't matter.
I got it right.
Okay. Thank you so much for being vulnerable with us. I hope that this helped you guys. We are at the end of our episode. If you're still here, you got real MVP. We're proud of you. We appreciate you. Yeah. We respect you for sticking it out.
I'm going to make one request as you're leaving. Don't ever stop sending us selfies of yourself listening.
We love the selfies of yourself
They've been so good.
Yeah. One of the girls sent in a selfie today, and it was her first day going to school. As a senior, she was curling her hair and listening to us.
I love that.
And I thought that was so cute. I got so excited. I forget who it was, but I reposted you.
Yeah.
Congrats on your first day of school. Hope it was fun.
We love interacting with you guys, whether that's on social media or leaving us comments or whatever.
Yeah.
We really do try our best to see as many as we can.
Yeah.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors.
Okay, so we have a quick announcement that we want to do. Talking about future episodes, we need your guys' help. We are planning a scary movie I'm tired. The Celsius is leaving me. It's coming out of my bloodstream. we're planning a scary story
Halloween
segment
episodes.
For Halloween, and I think we're going to do... four of them in a row. So it'll be every week in October where we do scary stories. So if you have any, or you know someone that has one that's really good, just like ask their permission. Be like, hey, can I send in the story? And if not, can you send in the story because it's that good? We want the scarier, the better. Halloween.
We're talking like my favorite murder, crime junkie. Like, we're talking like
Mindhunter.
Detailed,
get in it.
Scary
Tell
stories.
Tell us everything. I want to be able to not sleep. I want to be able to have Taryn. Whoa. I'm going to ask Taryn to be like, did that get weird? What happened?
No, I was just like, whoa.
Oh.
I was just thinking about it getting that dark. I was like, okay.
Well, you know.
What are we going to read? Don't send pictures if it's weird.
No pictures.
Chill out, guys.
Let's not do that.
Calm down.
If you think you saw a ghost, I don't want proof. Don't proof that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have stories, please send them in. Also, get excited because the dating app one is going to be happening. So if you have any stories, please send those in as well.
Yes.
We're very excited for all of these. Gosh,
I'm geeking out.
And we need your help.
We freaking love you guys so freaking much. Thank you for being a part of our UA fam. Thank you for constantly sending in our stuff. We honestly like... legitimately love you all.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
want
you
the
so
best
much for listening.
Everyone. So tell someone you love them today, spread positivity, and we will see you guys next week. Or not see you. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, we'll see you. If you're
options.
Listening, we will talk to you next week. Bye.